to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. This show is brought to you by Rex the Runt.
Tuesday.
We're recording on the 28th of November 2005. We're joined here by Ionix again for another episode. We've got some news in store for you. Do you want to talk about this cool, exciting stuff that's going to be happening?
Ah, yes. Let's see. Well, as some of you listeners may or may not know, next month, Belial and perhaps Planet Lave will be taking a trip across the pond to the United States. We have some exciting things planned for that time period, although I'm only going to announce one of them this evening. We are going to be taking a bit of a tour of the set of Star Trek New Voyages, which recently there was a nice article in the new edition, the December edition of Wired Magazine on them. Basically what they're doing is they're picking up where Star Trek, the original series, left off after it was canceled after 4 years, and making shows about that fifth year of their five-year journey. They've recreated the entire Star Trek, the original series set, which we will be visiting. We'll also be interviewing some of the actors, perhaps the director, producers, cast and crew, basically. Yeah. It's going to be very exciting. Mm. And we may be offering some interesting pictures of Hacker Voice Radio crew on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Yes. Hackers in Space, man.
Should be pretty sweet.
So we're not going to announce any of the other stuff as well.
Do you want to?
I really, really want to, because it's exciting.
Go ahead.
But I don't know if we should. Fuck it. Let's just do it anyway.
Do it.
What do you think?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, basically, we're going to be recording some episodes during the time while we are in the United States of America. God bless her and all her freedoms and everything. We're going to be doing quite a lot of stuff. As far as what we're going to do is not going to be released to you right now, but you'll be able to find out as soon as probably we get back, and these episodes will be available to download for your viewing pleasure this time, not just for your listening pleasures. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting time for us the coming January and over Christmas. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be much fun.
Any other news?
Just one thing that I wanted to see that I saw that was really neat. Somebody has gone and taken an old-school Nintendo controller
and turned it into an MP3 player.
Yeah, hacked it into an MP3 player. Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that's just really cool. Now,
any news from you?
Yeah, remember yesterday I was digging... the Friday's episode. I was having digs at French Airlines,
yep.
Whatever the fuck they're called, going on about how their security record isn't good and I don't want to crash and die. if you remember that. Well, in the news today is that a French woman has admitted attempting to open an airline door mid-flight so that she could smoke a cigarette. Now, this person is either one very, very psychologically, demented, very, broken in her mind. Because, one, you're better off just lighting the cigarette in the aircraft. If you attempted to open the door, she'd, be literally sucked out. And the downside of that is that you'd either be dead or your cigarette will go out, pretty much.
Yeah. Not even to mention killing everybody on the plane because you wanted a cigarette.
Oh, don't worry about them, They're covered on their insurance. So I thought that was pretty amusing. I mean, how stupid can somebody get to just like, I really need a cigarette, so I'll open this door. I mean, okay, let's just say they weren't really high, so the whole kind of vacuum thing didn't apply. You open the door, the aircraft's going at about, let's say, 500 knots. That's pretty windy. That's about 340 miles an hour. Try lighting a cigarette while your car's going at about maybe 35 miles an hour out of the window. It's really not going to work. So I don't know what this woman was playing at. It's just people. The stupidity amazes me, Hello, planet.
Hello.
How nice of you to join us.
Thank you. A little bit late today from work.
Yeah.
Cobblers. Don't. Clenches.
When you planned your brain.
Have you ever watched Rex the Runt?
No.
Oh, man.
Naughty.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. That's Vince. That's Vince from Rex the Runt. He's a very disturbed little dog that my girlfriend says I am like him. Like, I come up with... She says either I've got ADD or I am Rex the Runt with Tourette's. Because I just sit there and go, I don't know, la 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 la, or something stupid like that. And he does exactly the same thing, hence this recording.
You just plain old nuts.
Naughty.
So, I thought I'd use that as my avatar.
Cool.
And he's also very, very cute. So, yeah. It's one of those things, like, Red Dwarf? I don't know, has Red Dwarf reached the pond? Well, over the pond.
No.
Man,
we're apparently missing out on all the cool stuff.
Do you even know what Red Dwarf is?
Have no idea.
Oh, you poor man. I really feel for you.
They made an American one.
Yeah, wasn't the pilot episode in America, and it sucked so bad that they had to take it over to England?
No.
You get all our trash.
Red Dwarf was very, very British.
Yeah, right, but the Americans fucked the pilot episode up, so we were like, well, the concept of this is amazing. We're going to do this properly, and we're going to get a cat that's actually, like, evolved thousands and thousands of years and stuff, and it was just hilarious, man. Anyway, on with the news. Looks like US airports are about to get a taste of those total body scanners we last saw in Heathrow Airport. Unfortunately, instead of using retina-boiling x-rays, a company called SafeView will take advantage of the millimeter wave technology. We told you about that earlier, I think, in another episode. For a full 3D view of, yes, everything that's concealed under your clothes. So, they're gonna get a picture of my sexy ass.
Ooh, nudies, government nudies.
Yeah. You know what, man? I think that technology is so cool. I want to fucking apply for that job as that viewer.
I want one. I just want one for home use.
Hmm.
put it at my door as a security checkpoint.
Yeah.
Invite a lot of cute girls over. Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome indeed. I wanted to backtrack just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Planet. Oh, have you ever heard of Star Trek New Voyages?
I think the Reverend Rat might have been telling us about it. Is this the one that's in Dutch or Swedish?
No, that's no. Star Trek.
Ah.
Yeah, that's different.
Then, is this the American
yeah.
one?
That's right.
Very amateur.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
All right, well, the web address is www.newvoyages.com, and it is a fan-based Star Trek. The reason why this is kind of pertinent is that when you guys come to the States, I've arranged for us to interview the creators and some of the actors and visit the set.
Sweet.
So if you've ever want that picture of you in Kirk's chair, here's the opportunity.
I'm so going to flirt with the computer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's pretty amazing, really. I've watched a couple of the episodes, and the way that they recreate, like, Star Trek is absolutely amazing for a fan-based, you know, project. The fact that they don't have any, you know, any monetary support or anything, you know, to do this. They actually do a terrific job at it. And the guy who plays Kirk actually has some of the swagger of Kirk. The guy who plays Spock is pretty darn good at it. And the acting is really, like, the weak part.
Yeah.
The strong part is that they've, like, fully recreated all of the set of the Enterprise. And they use, like, 3D animation for the space scenes and things.
Cool.
So, you know, in a lot of ways, like, the space scenes and the space battles between the Enterprise and other things are better than the original series.
Yeah. Well, sorry, what's that URL again? New Voyages. VOGUES.
VOY.
VOYAGES.
.com. I'll toss it on IRC.
Oh, cool.
This looks really, really good. I was actually thinking of something else. I said the one that looks a bit amateurish, this isn't it. This looks ace, actually. Because there's one that was kind of set in the DS9 Next Generation kind of era.
Yeah.
And that's a bit ropey.
Uh-huh.
This looks sweet. I'm downloading this as soon as the show is over.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, Roddenberry's son was actually quoted as saying that this is the closest thing to the original series since the original series.
I have to say, the best series was the original series. I really liked Deep Space Nine. I liked all the ones with Data.
Next Generation is, in my opinion, the best.
Definitely like First Encounters, where, you know, all the Borg stuff. I loved the Borg. I was really fascinated with the way the Borg worked and all that kind of stuff. Actually, I've got loads of little Borg sound clips that I might pull up. it was just it's just an amazing thing, and it would be really cool to be able to talk to these guys and do a few interviews and be actually on the set and pretend to be like, you know, hacksawing the Enterprise.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The next episode that they're going to release actually has Walter, what's his name, Koenig?
Right.
Or Koenig? The guy who played Chekhov on the original series, playing Chekhov.
Cool.
And that's absolutely
that's awesome.
Amazing.
Let me just play something.
Death is irrelevant. You must comply.
Was that Tony Blair?
No.
Our space is vast. Resistance is futile. State your demands. State your proposal.
Yeah, that was his that was his speech to the House of Commons yesterday.
Yeah. We need the technology now. Terminate your interface. We need
terminate your interface. This looks damn cool.
Yeah.
That's my evening sorted.
And do you have any news there, Planet? Or
I'm afraid not. I've been nose to the grindstone all day.
Okay.
12 hours.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh dear. Right. Apple is planning to release the first level entry iBook laptops with Intel processors next January. At Macworld Expo in San Francisco. Highly reliable sources have confirmed to Think Secret. Okay. So I guess they're going to be introducing new iBooks with Intel processors. Interesting. In evil Sony news, Sony says we will be shortly releasing new versions of these titles without the XCP software. You therefore need to check the list of both the name of the album and the item number, which can be found on the spine of the CD. If the item number is not listed below, your CD does not contain XCP content protection. So this is another way to check if your CD does in fact or not contain CD digital rights management. Another way of doing so is to actually look at the CD itself to see if it does have two sessions, which can be found on the outer rim of the CD, followed by a gap, and then the rest is written. The rest is going to be the music. In Monkey Terrorist News, President Bush positive job rating continues to fall, touching another new low for his presidency. So looks like his liking is going down heavily.
Not that it really matters. He can't run again.
And did they really do this to free and make people safe news? Baghdad on the 18th of November. Suicide bombers killed nearly 100 people on Friday in one of the deadliest days of Iraq's insurgency. Bringing houses down on sleeping families in Baghdad and shredding Shiite Muslims worshippers in two mosques. The eastern part of the country was as the victims turned their faces up to the preachers to hear their Friday sermons. That's pretty fucked up. So, you know, it just shows, you know, they're saying there's torture going on, there's all this kind of stuff, the people are being suppressed, there's loads of violence, and this was before they even decided, this was before they went and invaded Iraq. Now, you would expect to see that there would be changes made, and that they would, you know, people would be much happier, torture would stop, killing would stop, innocent people would be free from fear of death. But no, torture is still going on in Iraqi prisons by the forces and by themselves. So you would expect that the UK forces and the US forces and all the other coalition forces, could I call them, would be there to stand in and protect these innocent people. No, even if they're not innocent, they should still be protecting prisoners, because after all, prisoner is a human being, no matter what. Even if he's Saddam Hussein, Adolf Hitler, or whatever, you still have to respect you have to respect humanity.
What's that thing? The Geneva Convention?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what it's called. In other news, looks like Superman is returning to our screens in 2006.
If they can find anyone who wants to direct it.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Brian Singer's doing it, isn't he?
Now, I like Superman and all that kind of stuff, but maybe it's just like a little bit too much now. You've got whatever it's called, Smallville and all that shit, but I don't know.
No such thing as too much Superman.
True. Do you want to read...
I mean, hell, how many crappy Batman movies did they make?
Yeah.
Do you want to read the last bit of news, or whoever wants to read it, just so I'm not, like, reading everything so that people don't get bored of my voice, so if they haven't already.
Go ahead, Ionix, if you've got it there.
I haven't got it. Which one is
it? All right, don't worry, I'll do it. Today, we're excited to announce... This is Google talking. To announce Google Base, an extension of our existing content collection efforts like Web Crawl, Google Sitemaps, Google Print, and Google Video. Google Base enables content owners to easily make their information searchable online. Anyone, from large companies to view websites, owners, and individuals, can use to submit their content from data items. We'll host items and make them searchable for free. More info here at base.google.com. /base/about, and you can find out more about that. So basically what it is it looks like it's going to be like a hosted web blog by Google. So they're offering blogging space, which will be like searchable by Google, which is cool, because you know, the way media should be is spread across, and it should be decentralized. Maybe this would be an easier way for people to be able to gain access to certain material, certain information, easier. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know what they call it.
Quick question. Is the GNU version of that program going to be called Google Freebase?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
Get it? Freebase?
No.
Oh, freebasing is a way of taking a drug.
Oh, right.
Never mind.
What the hell? /.down? 503 service unavailable. Are my eyes deceiving my eyes?
Checking. Verifying. Hold on. Damn it. Why are my bookmarks going crazy?
Slashdot is down.
Not available.
And in 0 day news, Slashdot has been ownzored. What the fuck? When? I mean, come on.
Just within the past 2 minutes, because I was on it like a couple
literally
minutes ago.
So was I. I was just about to give a link to everybody to let them know that Quake 2 has been released as a Java applet.
Java.
You can download this 28 megabyte application and play Java as a Java applet online. You are able to connect and use fully features of Quake 2 as it runs the Quake 2 engine under Java, as I presume. You can play online, connect to other servers and all that kind of good stuff. Check out slashdot.org once it's back up and running again. If it is, I suppose it should be, seeing as it is a paid-for service, so they better be running around rebooting those servers. As we speak, the admins are actually shitting themselves. Yeah.
They're freaking out, man.
Yeah. And I think in forum news... I posted a link under the hacking in a topic called I Have Some Very Information For You. I think this was my first ever kind of big post, where I had to get some... I had to get it off my chest. It's been eaten away from me a while. Weird. Do you know the spammers? Or should I say the spam fishers? About, you know, you have... a relative that's died and I don't know where the fuck, and you know, or I have a really lucrative deal to make you and all this kind of stuff. And I thought I just had to get this out, and I had to get it on papers, should we say. So yeah.
Cool, I have to check it out.
Yeah.
Checking it out right now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yes, I don't think that our forum goers are the type that would fall for that sort of thing. But
no,
yeah.
No, I don't think they are. But it just had to be written down. You know, I just had to get it out of my chest, off of my chest.
Yeah, these people are fucking insane.
Yeah. Yeah, loads of exciting stuff, man, happening to us lately. We're going to be hopefully doing an interview with the good old Droops as soon as he gets back to me. This end of this week, we will be heading off to the London 2600 meeting on Friday, hopefully joined by Planet Lave. I don't know if you'll still be able to turn up, but it'll be cool to see you again. More information will be available later on, but at this time, it's a fixed time of 6:30, where everybody's meeting at Trocadero. But I would advise, and this is just advice, so don't bullock me about it, to meet at the pub instead of just standing there for like an hour or something like that, where we just kind of lose the seats. So anybody interested in getting a seat and getting a few drinks down, go to the pub straight away, because that's pretty much where we will be. And anyone that wants to wait there, just like go bring all the people, shepherd the weak, as we should say, over to the pub for some quality alcoholic beverages. Yeah, I was quite surprised today. I thought that the United States would be more organized. I was actually trying to figure out how to get from New York up to where you live. And it took me...
Amtrak.
Yeah.
Bus.
From where? Like, it took me a good half an hour to figure out that there's a station called Penn Station, Pennsylvania Station.
Yes, Penn Station. And JFK.
I
there's even a shuttle.
But what I did is, like, I typed these things in, and it was, like, 44 hours around the country to get to you. And it's like, wait a second, there must be, like, a direct train. I mean, this thing, if I could rent a car, like, you know, if my license was valid for the US, I don't know if it is, I could just, get in the car, drive all the way around, through New York, up to north, and I'd be there in, like, I don't know, 3 hours or something, not long.
Not even.
Yeah, and wait a second. You know, they don't state that. Like, you're on the website. Like, how do I get a train to where I need to go? I mean, it's just not descriptive, so it's weird.
I think your best bet will be to take a cab from JFK to Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
And then from Grand Central Station, just catch a train. It's going to be an Amtrak, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Metro North stops at Rhinecliff.
Right.
But if you take the Amtrak to Albany,
uh-huh,
you'll roll into the train station, which is actually like 10 minutes, 15 minutes from my house.
Cool. Okay. That's definitely what we'll do then. I don't know if Planet's going to be flying in on the same day as me or on the same flight or whatever. I don't know. Any news from you about that?
Not until payday, baby.
Cool. You're going to be turning up to 2600?
Yeah, if I can. Everything looks cool so far.
Excellent.
So, might be a bit late, but I'm just going to head down on the train as soon as I can, meet you guys in the pub.
Fantastic. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, like, when I turn up there, I think my mobile will work as far as network coverage and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if O2 have... Is O2 over there in the US, or is it just, like, T-Mobile and stuff like that?
We don't have O2. We have, like, 7 or 8 other companies.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, like, they have, like, a contracted thing that where I can use it there. But I don't think GPRS will work. That's not...
Yeah, we have GPRS.
Yeah. But I don't know if my settings will, if you see what I mean, will work over there.
Yeah, we'll have to play it by ear, but I'm pretty sure it will.
That's not one of my greatest concerns, because now I have Skype on my cell phone. So I just have to turn my Wi-Fi reception on, connect myself to an OpenAP, and pretty much dial the number that I wish to call. And I can call you and say, hey, dude, I've just arrived. And then you can go call somebody that gives a fuck. And
you know what else you can do there?
What?
Is Skype allows for free connection
to
U.S. toll-free numbers.
Yeah.
Well, using our wonderful friends at GreatCalling.com, you can then have a cell phone with an access point there where you can make regular, you know, calls to the POTS network or PTSN network.
Yeah.
Absolutely for free.
I know. It's amazing.
Great stuff.
Yeah. So, I can tell you when I've arrived, and you'll be able to, you know, get ready for us.
Well, I'd probably be waiting for you at the station when you get there. All you have to tell me is what time the train arrives.
Sure.
And just give a call if you miss the train or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. So yeah, that's, I think it's quite amazing how you can actually fit stuff like that onto a pocket PC. Because now, in theory, you know, you could say, well, how about everybody's in Skype? So all the important people that I know would be using Skype. And if they needed to talk to me, they would. Well, the downside of it, you would need an OpenAP with a good signal. So you go onto Skype, you see all your contacts out of line, you click on the contact, it dials a number, you connect, and you speak to them as if you were speaking to them via a standard phone line. For free, I might add. Also, Skype in and Skype out works. I've actually, the way I tested it is I called my cell phone from my cell phone, which is kind of weird, because it dialed out, it called my number, and then my cell phone worked, even though I was calling my mobile, which is kind of weird. But, yeah. So I could actually talk to myself while I was talking to myself at the same time. That's if you're quite sad and you don't have any friends.
Or if you're schizophrenic.
Yeah.
In a bit of news... mentioning Skype.
Yeah.
There's a new free telephone sort of company out there that uses the same business model as Skype with one slight and very important exception.
Uh-huh.
It's using Session Initiation Protocol, or SIP, so that not only can you use it, but you can configure it for other soft phones. It's non-proprietary, and it's not a RAM hog. And according to Wired Magazine, it's also beginning to kick Skype's ass as far as the number of users.
Cool.
Wow.
They also have it for Windows, Mac, and for Linux.
Cool. What's the link or keyword for that?
www.gizmoproject.com.
Cool.
And I'm going to be giving it a checking it out, giving it a little test drive, seeing what I can do with it, and I'll report back tomorrow.
Fantastic. In pornographic news, using firewalls to block porn. In Utah, is that, am I saying that right? Utah. Businessman has a non-profit organization that wants to limit pornography to certain ports in the TCP/IP stack. He is literally suggesting legalization restriction to porn. By the way, Slashdot is back up again. Suggesting legalization restriction to porn sites to to certain ports. Basically, what they're trying to do is restrict porn sites to certain TCP/IP ports, so that the offensive content is easier to block. It is not workable on so many levels, and it is just laughable. Internal adult sites not subject to US laws, proxy service. Enforcements will leap to my... What the fuck? Sorry, I'm reading two lines at the same time. Basically, it doesn't look like this thing could work, and what port would they assign it to? 69? you know? So basically, in theory, what it's trying to do is block certain sites so you can only access them on a certain TCP/IP port. So, like, you won't be able to access them through port 80, which is the default HTTP Hypertext Transfer Protocol port. It would be, like, I don't know, 69, I don't know, 88, or whatever. Do you think that's actually workable and enforceable, or is this just a pile of shit?
Pile of shit.
Pile of shit?
Yeah.
I can see like 15 ways around that.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
No.
It'll either be tunneled through another port.
Yeah.
Let's see, Canada, any other country outside the United States is not going to be subject to any United States law requiring that.
Yeah.
And everybody knows all the good porns in Amsterdam. what that might do is, get a lot of U.S., pornographers to stop using U.S. servers.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Yeah.
But then again, you could restrict access to quite a lot of other things, like, let's say, obscene or, really weird kind of stuff. You could
all it's going to do is make it so that, websites and things that you're using to download these. I mean, first off, are we going to be connecting to these websites not through port 80?
Yeah, I think that's basically what they're trying to do, yeah.
Well, that's insane, too.
Yeah.
But, like, so what? All they have to do is throw up a service where you connect to a site that does not have any questionable content on it through port 80.
Yeah.
And then they just set it up to forward through that server as an HTTP proxy.
Exactly.
Hell, there's a million ways around this. Another thing that you could do is just have a JavaScript, program on a website that'll basically do a reverse connect through the same port even.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. I mean, that's just stupid.
It's just bullets, man.
What this is somebody who has no clue how it all actually works, except, like, computers happen to use these things called ports.
Yeah.
And I can restrict them on my firewall.
Yeah.
So,
why can't we do this to websites?
We'll just do it, that'll work. Yeah, of course it'll work. No, it won't.
Yeah.
Anybody who has any experience with networks or anything knows that, restricting ports is not going to stop people from accessing services.
Yeah. I mean,
just going to make them access them through different ports.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're actually intent to block this stuff, then why not do, like, a content filter or something like that? Even though that's also, bypassable, but, I mean, come on.
Well, what that's going to do is going to cause, like, being able to block things the next day.
Yeah.
Person goes to pornographic website gets tagged, tomorrow when they go to it, they can't.
Yeah.
Just that.
Planet, did you want to speak about that article you just posted about the sun?
Well, I thought it was very, very interesting. I've actually gone to another page now, so I'm just waiting for it to reload. Very professional. basically, some amateur pornographer has made a porno film starring who? The Daleks! It's called Abducted by the Daleks. And the story is, three Daleks abduct three women and chase them around like Benny Hill, by the sounds of it. And then they all start lezzing off.
Oh, yeah.
It's made the BBC cry, however, so they're clamping down on the sales of it, which are currently on eBay.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you want a copy, don't go to eBay.
Yeah. Wait, so
if you go to the Sun, funny. There's actually some really good video grabs of tits and that.
So basically, the BBC is not liking them using Daleks to do a DVD called Abducted by Daleks. Can they have some sort of copyright infringement on these sink plungers?
Maybe.
I could really see that as a sexual tool.
You could say anything as a sexual tool.
Yeah, true.
This is freaking great. Yeah. Why does this thing have a plunger, though?
Because it was made in the 60s or something like that. They didn't have a lot of
money. Oh, that's right.
They didn't have a lot of money back then. And you know,
I just thought it was like a toilet unclogging robot.
My primary objective is to unblock toilets.
Secondary objective
is
object
to whisk
lesbians and spank them with paddles.
No, you see, he has a whisk and a toilet unplunger.
Kind of ghetto.
So his second objective is to whisk eggs.
I make scrambled eggs
and make very frothy cream.
Let's hope he doesn't get those two tools mixed up, though.
He's not the most hygienic robot. I mean, yeah.
I am making your eggs with the toilet water.
Health and safety would be all over his ass.
Hold on, I must stop to spank this lesbian.
Your boobies caught on my sink plunger.
Damn cocoa butter.
Shut up.
Oh, I hope those women were paid well.
Yeah.
Can you imagine pitching that one? Alright, well, we got these Daleks. Hee-hee, what's a Dalek? It's this robot-type thing with a plunger. And good God. Great, though.
Yeah.
We need more sci-fi porn.
Too right.
So you never know, we'll have the disposal of the set of Enterprise.
I don't know. Well,
and a camera.
Kind of full disposal.
And you, me, and Planet. And maybe some, you know, some cute babes.
Well, I'm not just filming you two going at it.
Well, there is such a thing called tripods.
I'm not joining in.
You can wear a balaclava if you're concerned.
Darth Vader mask.
Yeah. Wait a second, am I on the wrong set?
Daddy?
I'm on the wrong set.
That would be fucking funny.
I think we should do that.
Like, show up in like full Star Wars regalia.
Yeah, and be like, oh shit. Did you say Sixth Avenue?
Like, we'll get chased away with baseball bats.
Yeah.
I didn't say. I don't think we should do that.
Oh.
They're being nice enough to grant us the interview.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we're no Wired magazine, but...
You're gonna do what?
Yeah, right? Yeah, we were thinking, you know, it shouldn't be too much a problem, right? Jesus. There was a funny sort of story in the article where the guy who plays Kirk was at a Star Trek convention, and he was kind of like sitting behind where freaking Will Shatner was sitting, trying to get like a sort of picture, you know, with Shatner in the background and him in the foreground. And who was it? It was somebody from trying to figure out who. It was somebody from some kind of Trek thing. Oh, it was some of the staff writers for UPN's Enterprise.
Yeah.
And they called out, "Hey, Kirk." And him and Will Shatner turn around at the same time. And he says, quote, "And with God as my witness," they said, "Not you, Bill. We're talking to him." At which point, I think Will Shatner then beat him to death with a model of the Enterprise. Well, what actually happened is Bill turned around, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some music was cued, going, ba-da-dum, 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 ba-da-dum. And they started fighting in, you know, a very cheesy manner. It was great.
Oh,
that's what we should do too for the interviews and stuff.
Yeah,
we need to get like sound clips from some of the music from the original series. Maybe some sound effects as well.
Yeah.
And I think for that one episode, we should change our theme music to the theremin like original series theme music.
Mm.
Should be very fun.
So, like, if we're gonna release this thing in video, how do you think we should encode it?
Well, all of our videos should probably be GIFs. ABI, using either DivX or XVID.
Yeah. I think they should all be GIF animations.
GIF animations.
Yeah.
I say we double the size of the original screen,
yeah,
and then just release them raw.
Yeah.
Each file should be at least a terabyte.
Mm. Like, each frame is a high-definition, like, 10-megapixel picture.
And I think we should also re-render it digitally in 3D.
Yeah. So that you have to wear those funky 3D glasses to watch it.
Oh, no, I meant just, like, turning it into, like, something that will require a 3D accelerated graphics card to run.
Yeah. You have to have, like, 1 gigabyte of RAM to actually watch it.
Yeah, at least. I mean, that's minimal.
Yeah.
And you're going to be dropping frames if you do.
Yeah.
We should also probably shoot it at something like, I don't know, 1,000 frames per second.
So we'd, like, all be walking really slowly.
No, we'll just make it in real time. The only real reason to do that is just to increase the file sizes.
Yeah. Yeah. I also want to fuck around with stop animation. That sounds kind of cool. You know what I mean by that, where you take one frame and then you move the object and you take another frame. I mean, we're going to have, like, 2 weeks there, so we might as well.
Might as well do something interesting.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, if anyone has any suggestions as to what we could do there, more than welcome to let us know. I think that'd be quite cool. Yeah, if you have any suggestions, we'll definitely drop your docs and say, you know, this has been suggested by blah, blah, blah. And here we go, doing this thing that you've suggested, or whatever.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, I really don't know what else to talk about.
Yeah?
I want to watch this New Voyages thing, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Which episode do you think I should watch? The first one, or...?
Get to do the special edition of the second one.
Okay.
It's pretty neat. Oh, also, one of the guys who writes it...
Yeah.
Is one of the original writers from the original series.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I believe the guy who does the makeup...
Yeah.
...did makeup on the original series, and later on... I think got an Academy Award for his work on Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. Yeah. And whoever does the CGI, the computer graphics, he goes by a pseudonym because apparently he works at a place where he doesn't want to get fired for doing freelance for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Craziness, but yeah, I recommend it. We can talk about it and whatnot.
Cool.
Start formulating our plan of attack with the thing.
Yeah. Wait, which... Oh, Special Edition Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. This is pretty lengthy, isn't it?
If they're 51 minutes,
yeah,
just like the original series, they're broken into five parts, yeah, like the original series, and in between the parts would be where the commercials went.
Right. Okay, I won't start downloading that now, because we'll just see you two guys, like, drop off the show.
I suggest using, when you do download them,
yeah,
use the one labeled Mirror 4.
Yeah, that's what
I'm It's actually pretty damn quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay, well, unless anyone has anything else to speak about, I feel that this is a good time to end the show.
No, I'm good to go.
Cool. Anything from you, Planet? Wow.
He's already gone.
No, he sounds pretty broken up.
Oh.
Let me just...
He started downloading.
Yeah, probably. Hi. You started downloading already, haven't you? No, it's pretty dead. Never mind. Okay, well, yeah, thank you for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. This episode has been brought to you by Snacky Snacks, the chewy snack for your deliciousness.
Ionix's presence has been brought to you by Armalite Arms. Violence is not the answer, it simply eliminates the question.
And Planet Lave has been brought to you by... I don't know.
Vivid Video. The planet's choice. All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, good night, all.
Good night. Thank you for listening. We'll hope to see you another time, maybe tomorrow, maybe not. Bringing you some more quality episodes. Good night. Do do do.